Legislators throughout the country are scrambling to balance budgets before July 1st, the new fiscal year. In California, Democratic lawmakers want Governor Gavin Newsom to include programs aimed at helping the working poor. From KQED in San Francisco, Scott Schaefer reports on one such program that's not available to many immigrant families, at least not yet.
5 years ago, California created its own version of a federal program called the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC. It gives low-income people who file federal income taxes a cash refund. Supporters like Sasha Feldstein with the California Immigrant Policy Center say the program rewards work.
Because the more that you earn, the more you can get through the credit. So that's a reason why conservatives and Republicans tend to like the EITCs.
But there's a catch. If one or more family members aren't eligible to receive a Social Security number, the entire family is ineligible.
Mi hija es nacida en México.
That's Rosalba, a 41-year-old immigrant who came to California from Mexico 18 years ago with her three-month-old daughter. Because she and her husband, Javier, came to the U.S. illegally, we're just using her first name. Like so many families these days, Rosalba and Javier are working far fewer hours in their restaurant jobs in San Diego due to the pandemic. And she says she could really use the $1,600 her family could get from the California EITC if they were eligible.
The earned income tax would make a huge difference for my family, especially under the conditions right now.
Rosalba and her husband have been paying taxes for 17 years. They have three kids born here, but her family isn't eligible for the Cal EITC. Alyssa Anderson with the California Budget and Policy Center says that's unfair, especially given that the state currently offers about $60 billion in tax breaks each year, most of it going to corporations and wealthier residents.
The same tax system that excludes immigrants, who are overwhelmingly people of color, provides enormous benefits to mostly white Californians. And so that just perpetuates racial inequalities.
In fact, undocumented immigrants are ineligible for a wide range of safety net programs like Social Security. When Governor Gavin Newsom announced a program to give them one-time cash payments during the pandemic recently, he noted how little undocumented immigrants get back for the taxes they pay.
Paying just last year over $2.5 billion of local and state taxes. Yet many in mixed status families are having a hard time taking care of their children.
While Newsom supports the Cal EITC in general, he's yet to embrace extending it to undocumented tax filers. Democratic Assemblywoman Eloise Reyes from San Bernardino is sponsoring a bill to change that.
These immigrants are going to continue to live here. Many of them have U.S.-born children. And more importantly, they're working and they are filing their taxes here.
In its state budget, the legislature proposes expanding the tax credit to undocumented families with children who are younger than six. That still leaves many people ineligible. During final negotiations this week, it'll become clear if Governor Newsom accepts that compromise, with the state facing a $54 billion deficit. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer.